This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, welcome back, everyone. We're now doing Be'ez Hashem Monday's Mishnah Berura, which is Daf Yud Beis, and we'll be we're continuing in Sif Beis. The Mechaber said that some people have a custom to wait to make Netilas Yadayim until they get to Shul, and they arrange it with the other brachos. And the Rama said the Bnei Sfarad don't do that. The Bnei Sfarad do not do that. But it sounds like the Bnei Ashkenaz do that. The Bnei Ashkenaz wash at home, make a bracha and shul. Again, which the Mishnah Berurah said you could do as long as you're not mafsik, not by learning and not by talking. It says the Mishnah Berurah, v'haskamas achronim linoi ka'anshei Sfarad. The achronim say, you should follow achenu Bnei Sfarad. Shaloi lahafsik l'charchila bein birkas al netilas yadayim and atila. Not to be mafsik l'charchila between the bracha and netilas yadayim and washing. Ela miyad shenoi to yadav tzarech levarach al netilas yadayim. As soon as you wash your hands, you need to make netilas yadayim. Ach, in be'eish shenoi to yadav tzarech l'nerkava. But if when you're washing your hands, you have to use the bathroom, that you're not even allowed to learn shafilu b'divrei Torah asr. And Rafilu Yachal Hamadatsay Ad Parsa. You could wait 72 minutes. You could wait. But still, you're not really supposed to make brachos and learn if you have any urge at all. Ein loy levarach until sidaim. She asked it's rachav. You should not make the until sidaim then. You could wash your hands. Then wait till you go to the bathroom. And when you come out, you'll say that on the until sidaim. Vivarach until sidaim. Va'asher yatsar. Va'ayin lekamon misim et tzadi beis sefalap ha'agov mishna brusham. Va'ayin le'el besim et dalab mishna brusha. She'kosav nusham b'shem echai adam. Here we have it. Like we mentioned many times, the Mishna Berurah is a fan of the chaye adam, that you don't make netilas yadayim and make, you don't wash your hands and make the bracha until you're ready to daven, which is later in the morning. Shel charchilo yoytzer toiv lahamtin melavarech al netilas yadayim. So the Chai Adam says you get up in the morning, you wash Nagel Vasser, then get dressed, go to the bathroom, and when you're ready, when you're finally clean and ready to go to Shul, you wash your hands and you make Netilas Yadayim. There, this way, the Oz Yoytze L'Kuleyama, by doing so, you'll be Yoytze according to all Shittos. V'ayin Sham B'Be'er Halacha, look over there in the Be'er Halacha, Shekasavnu, that he writes, the Toiv, that it's good. Sha'oz yisadar achar birchas until siyadayim v'asher yotze gam shar birchas hashachar. The Bir Halacha says that at that point, since you're yotze the rush, because my hands were dirty, so I'm now washing them. But the question is, according to the Rashba, I already washed my hands earlier. I was ready berich hadasha 30 minutes ago. So how could I wash and make a bracha now? The only answer to that is, well, I'm allowed to delay the recitation of Netilas Yadayim till when I'm saying the other Berachas HaShachar. That's why it's a good thing to do, to be Yotzei the Chayei Adam, you say the other Berachas HaShachar with it. What I do is, right before I go to Shul, I wash my hands, I say Netilas Yadayim, Asher Yatzar, Elokei Neshama, and Berachas HaTorah. This way, when you walk to Shul, you could learn. Otherwise, what are you supposed to do on the way to Shul? If you wait till say Berachas HaTorah till you get to Shul, I once heard B'Shem Rav Pam, you know, you want to give yourself a few extra moments that you'll be able to learn. Okay, fine. Uva'oifen ze Maria Chayodam, in such a scenario, Chayodam is talking about Shekos of the Yotzei L'Kolei Alma, when you make the Netilas Yadayim later, if you say it with the other Berachas HaShachar. Va'ayin Shem Be'er Halacha, look earlier in the Be'er Halacha, Shebemasa Rav Kosav Gamkein Kechayodam, that the Gra also sides with the Chayodam. If you want to follow the Shari Tshuva and make the Netilas Yadayim earlier, you can. Meaning the Shari Tshuva is of the opinion that you're going to make the Netilas Yadayim the first time you wash in the morning, which is going more lefi the shita of the Rashba. But again, it seems like the Chafetz Chaim is more inclined to say the right course of action, you wash your hands when you get up for Nagel Vasser, and then you wash your hands again after you go to the bathroom with the Netilas Yadayim. Fine. Says the Rama, if you are not going to do like the Bnei Sfarad, and you're going to, like the Mechaber says, some way to make Netilas Yadayim until you get to Shul, but don't do it twice. Val kapon lo yivarch shtei pamim. If you're going to make Netilas Yadayim at home, don't make it in Shul. If you're going to make it in Shul, you don't make it at home. Don't make Netilas Yadayim twice. Someone who learns before he goes to shul or davens before, then make the bracha yivarchem beveisa. Make until time at home. V'lo yivarch beisa knesses. But this says Rama, even in such a scenario, there's still people that delay making the netilas yadayim until later with the other brachas hashachar. V'afil b'chahay gavna. Even in such a scenario, yeshnoigin lasajam shar brachos, some have a custom to arrange it with the other brachos beveis haknesses. Vein mevarchem beveisim, they don't make netilas yadayim at home. Now, let's say you're a shliach tzibur, and let's say you're in a shul where they say all the brachos hashachar, including netilas yadayim, and you already said on netilas yadayim at home. Could you say it again for the tzibur? Says mishabrus of katan yud shemavarchem beveisai. Ayin b'magen Avram u'primagadim u'shari achroinim she'eskimu da'afilu shliach tzibur sheberach b'veisai. The Magen Avram, primagadim, and others, they say that a shliach tzibur that makes the brachos in his house, shuv lo yivarch b'veis haknesses, you can't make it again in shul. D'biyameinu akol b'kim, nowadays everyone knows how to make brachos, v'chalechem mevarch la'atzmai, and nobody's being yoytze with the shliach tzibur, v'ein roi tzolat tzibur b'chaz ha'shliach tzibur, al kein, b'makim sha'aminuk sha'shliach tzibur oimer kal brachos b'tzibur, in a community where the shliach tzibur is saying all the brachos, like in our community on Yom Naram, k'may b'mekay moisenu sh'amino kem Yom Naram, sh'mevarech b'tzibur, gam al netilas yadayim v'asher yazer b'chaz ha'toyra, yizar mitchilo sh'lo yivarech ha'isam b'veisai. Be careful not to make it at home. V'meiro sh'kvar b'erech ha'isam b'veisai, if it happened that you already made it at home, yiro levach yish le'echad me'ashem sh'adayim lo'y b'erech sh'cham lotzis b'vachasai. If you already made it at home, then ask one of the listeners that didn't make it at home that he should be mechavein to be yoytzei with your bracha. This way your bracha will not be a bracha levatala because you're doing it to be moitzi someone else. But then the Shliach Tzibur has to be careful not just to say the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha, but has to say every single word of the bracha. Again, not like some have a custom, but Iza Makaim, Shahashatz Mashmiya, Rak Loshoin, Tchilas Habracha Vesoifa. In other words, by Hamaver Shena Me'enoi, we know the Shliach Tzibur says the beginning of the bracha and the end of the bracha because he's not being Yoitzi anyone, he's just giving us the opportunity to say Amen. But now we're he's doing it to be mitzi someone, so he has to make sure to say the whole thing. The kivan shekavanosay oz ba'abracha lahoitzi, since his kavana in the bracha is to be mitzi, tzarech asher mea lishmaya kolosh na'abracha, the listener needs to be able to hear the whole text of the bracha. Okay, Marv Rabbeisai, so we got Monday. Be'ez Hashem, we'll see you Tuesday morning at regular time, 9 o'clock. Thanks everybody for joining. Wishing everybody a wonderful Yom Tov. Chag Kosher V'Sameach. Kol Tov.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.